I think of myself as being pretty ordinary sexually. I have sex, I enjoy sex, but I haven't really done anything weird with it. I guess you could say that for the most part, when I have sex, it's been in a bed. Same as most people, I bet. But there's this one thing that I do, and I do it a lot. Almost every morning when I go down into the tube for my commute to work, I put in my earphones and I listen to you and your sexy audios. I sit there, rocked by the movement of the carriage, and try to keep my face straight. But when I sit so close to a stranger that I can hear their music come through, I can only hope that my audios and the moans coming from them aren't audible to the strangers. I think I'm pretty good at keeping a poker face, but I'm sure I've got some odd looks on once or twice. I don't know what it is about doing this that keeps me coming back. Part of it has to be the escape. Listening to you, I'm not just crammed into the underground. I'm transported to some exciting scenario. Have I been naughty, teacher? Or what's this beside me in the bed? This is so much more fun than reading the morning newspaper. It makes time fly by. But there's also the thrill of it, listening to you say all those things to me, make those noises, while being utterly surrounded by people. Can they sense the heat coming from me? See the glaze in my eyes as I lose myself in the fantasy? I feel so sexual, so desirable. Squeezing my thighs together when it gets too much. God, I get so turned on. And lately, I've been having this fantasy. It all starts when I'm sitting on the tube, heading to work as usual. I got your voice in my ear, and I'm so turned on. Just achingly horny. And I'm looking at the faces of the people sitting across from me. And sometimes I see a cute boy with his own earphones. And just for a moment, I wonder if it's you. The voice is giving me so many orgasms. It makes me blush a little. But in this fantasy, it's you. Somehow, I just know it. And you're like me. You've been looking at the faces of the people in the tube, just wondering if any of them are listening to you. And you know I am. Our eyes meet, and it just gets so intense. We stare at each other, all the time. I got your voice in my ear, telling me how hot I am, how sexy, how much you want me, the things you want to do to me. And suddenly, I'm not trying to hide it from the carriage anymore. I'm shifting in my seat a little, thighs pressing together. I look you right in the face and bite my lower lip, letting it slide from under my teeth. Oh God, you look so hungry back at me. It looks like you can barely keep yourself seated. I can just see your tongue with your lips quickly. And at the same time, her voice is telling me how you want to taste me. Every inch of me. My eyes flicked your hips. And I know you've seen me do it. But I want you to be hard. I want your cock to be straining against your trousers because of me. And it is, isn't it? Watching me, you are hard. Just like I am getting wetter and wetter. And then the train gets into station, a busy one. And as people get off, we both stand up. But we're not getting off the train, just moving into those little alcoves between the seats and the door. As more and more people cram on, we get shoved together, my back against the glass, you looming over me. My lips are parted as I look up, and you and my hands come up. Feeling you. Touching against your chest. Oh, those muscles. Your waist and hips. We don't kiss, but we're close to it. God. Your presence overwhelms me. In my ears, you're fucking me. Face to face, just like this. There's a person sitting behind glass, but that doesn't stop you from putting your hand on me either. It strokes down my clothes. You want me, don't you? I want you. I can't help myself. Looking into your eyes, I press my palm against your crotch, and oh God, I can feel how hard you are. Oh. Your cock bulging in my hand, gripping through the cloth. Oh, your lips part. You make a noise. But all I can hear are your growling moans that you fuck me in the audio. Oh, I want you to touch. I want to touch you in time with them. Stroking my head up and down. Trying to tug through your trousers. You grab my ass roughly. My nipples are so hard. They have got to be showing through my blouse. The train judders, knocking us together. In the audio, the position changes. You are ordering me to move onto my hands and knees. You want to take me from behind. On the train, I oblige, twisting around against you. Pressing my hands against the glass, looking at the people sitting on their morning commute. You take my hips, pull my ass against you. Your cock is shoving against my ass. I can feel your breath against the back of my head as your growls increase in intensity in my ear. You're fucking me so hard. The smack of your cock against my skin is audible. You grind on me, crease my clothes against my butt. Oh. Your hand snakes up between my legs. Fingers press hard against my crotch. Oh, I need this so much. Something to rub against. Trapped between your cock and your fingers. I'm so true and I don't care. Your voice tells me you want to come inside me. That you need to feel my pussy wrapped around your cock as you come. I want it. I want it so bad. I want you to grip me as tight as you are. Ah, to flood me with your cum. Please come for me. Oh, let me be the one you moan and growl and come for this. Let me be that girl you're fucking so hard in your audience. Get me so hot and wet, and I want you to come for me. Because I come for you so much, I'm going to come for so much. And the PA calls the name of the station, and I snap back to reality. My panties are soaked. My pussy's aching for the orgasm. The one I owe you now. sitting in my seat with a whole day of work ahead of me. I'll see you the same time tomorrow morning then.